I'm afraid, really scared shitless. What are these people doing to me, huh?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 4 of season 8 of the Taboo Truths and Tales podcast series coming to you from Las Vegas. The title of this episode is Rope Show. Yeah, it really is. Rope Show. Ready or not, here we go.
Follow me now, if you dare, as I take you into a different world, a far stranger place compared to where you actually are living. I will show you a reality like none you have experienced before. In this faraway, other place, death is celebrated, not considered taboo. It is seen as exceptionally appealing. It's a splendid escape from all matters of living, an escape to watching death as entertainment.
When I accepted my current job, I had certain reservations about this line of work. And, yes, I have regrets. So, you're wondering, what exactly is my line of work about which I have reservations and regrets? I will admit honestly that my job title is hangman. Yeah, I know. A little old school, isn't it? But, accurate. I hang men by the neck. I use a rope with a standard noose at the end. A hangman's noose is the historic name. The kind of hanging of men that I do is called suspension hanging. What this means is, the noose is tied around a man's neck. Then, the rope gets coiled on a pulley by an electronic motor. Simply put, as hangman, I use this mechanical device to end life. It's a killing machine. The mechanized device pulls the rope and the noose upward. That upward motion of the rope causes the noose to tighten around a man's neck, slowly squeezing off his ability to breathe. And what do you think happens? I'll tell you what happens. Suspending a man in the air even just a few inches off the floor causes the noose to tighten around his neck. It cuts off the supply of oxygen by constricting the man's neck. He smothers with absolute certainty. The hanging machine can handle his body weight easily. He has no defense. He is utterly helpless. Suspension hanging. Not a pleasant way to die. That's what I do for a living. I provide an absolutely certain way to kill a man. This method proven throughout recorded history now is mechanized to remove any margin of error. The hanged man always dies. He kicks and bucks like a wild horse. That's what the witnesses get to see. The kicking. The bucking like a wild horse. The flapping around like a fish with a hook in his mouth on a fisherman's line. And then, suddenly, it all just stops. The once vibrant guy is just hanging there. He is still. He has no more motion. He has no more life in him. Watching a man killed on the hanging machine is exciting. The witnesses get very excited. It's a spectacle. A wild ride for a dying man. Kicking. Bucking. Flapping around. Wow. Witnesses really love the show. And that's what it is. That's what it is. A show. It is brutal entertainment.
So we've got this young guy. He's on today's schedule. This young man is appearing on the show. He's going to get hanged in front of a live audience. Oh, shit. Yeah. What a fucking amazing show this is going to be.
A gratifying good afternoon to you. Hello, I am your play-by-play commentator from the United Kingdom. Here to give you a full and complete account of today's rope show. We are coming to you in real time and uncut with nothing edited out to protect sensibilities. We're coming to you from a top secret location in the Pacific time zone. In a vast desert. Far away from everything. I say far away, that is, except for a lot of buzzards. Those fucking flying beasts. And also flesh-eating insects. With 8 legs. Yum, yum, yummy.
Rope Show, yeah, that's the name, Rope. Rope Show, coming to entertain you, near you. Watch for announcements online. Rope Show, one-of-a-kind entertainment.
Hey, this episode of Rope Show is made possible by a generous grant from the Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada. Purveyors of the best fucking hanging rope ever made anywhere on this planet. When a man gets an itchy and scratchy hemp rope tied around his neck, he knows he's in for a high-quality ride. Fuck yeah. A hanging that will make him shoot his final load. The Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada. Visit us online at squeezemyfuckingneckandmakemecomerealwild.com. The Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada, a family company.
Thank you, Carlito Manuel. We love and respect our sponsor. And now, we have right here on our stage, our first young man who is gonna be hanged in public in front of eager spectators. He's just under 6 feet in height. He weighs in at 190 pounds. Oh my, this one has a well-developed crotch area barely able to be contained in his faded blue jeans. He is wearing nothing else. I'm glad to report that he is barefooted so I can watch his feet and toes. That's probably one of the absolute best things we've got here on Rope Show. Bare feet and toes. The young man has tears in his eyes. He is bound by the wrists behind his back. He is so helpless looking. I must say, he has an impressive bulge right now. Probably because he is getting aroused at the very thought of being lifted up in the hanging machine. Soon his feet will be a few inches above the floor of the platform. Oh, there he's being lifted up off the platform. Oh, yeah. This man is being lifted upward, oh so slowly. Very slowly. He tries to stretch his toes down to the platform. So he can support his weight with his feet. But that never works. Never, ever works. Now he started kicking. His muscular legs kick wildly in the air. Kicking nothing. No good for him to keep kicking. But, hey, it sure is great fun to watch a handsome young man with a growing bulge kicking and kicking the air like he is. His legs are pumping like he's riding a bicycle. Funny looking. His face is getting red. He's looking oh so sad right now. His legs stop. They just stop. He flaps around slightly one or two or now three times. Wait for it. Everything is still. He is motionless now. Totally fucked. He's unconscious. Cannot process his final seconds of mortal life. His big bulge is so inviting to see from my vantage point. I wish I could take off his faded blue jeans. But, alas, I cannot strip this bloke naked. Just wanna watch him there for a few seconds. He's not moving. Silent and motionless. Totally fucked. This dude is dead.
We'll get right back to Rope Show. But first, a word from our sponsor, the Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada, purveyors of the best fucking hanging rope ever made anywhere on this planet. Now that's a hot marketing slogan, right? Fuck, yeah. If you would like to own a piece of the exact rope that just hanged this young man here today on Rope Show, you are in luck. Just go to the website, squeezemyfuckingneckandmakemecomerealwild.com. Prices are very, very reasonable. You get a 3-inch piece of the actual rope used to hang this guy here today on Rope Show. You will treasure this forever. I'm fucking sure of that. Just go to the website, squeezemyfuckingneckandmakemecomerealwild.com. Place your order in a secure online environment that's perfectly and completely safe and comforting, even if you are neurotic and in panic mode right at this very moment. No worries. The Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada, a family company promoting solid values since 1859. Void where prohibited.
And now we return to Rope Show. Thanks to our sponsor, the Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada. Next on Rope Show, we have 5 soldiers from a nearby military base. They all were convicted of military crimes. Not sure what else to tell you here. Military crimes. Awfully vague, actually. But who am I to criticize, eh? The men all are wearing only their camouflage combat trousers. Their wrists are all bound behind their muscular backs. All of our 5 highly masculine soldier boys are barefooted. You know what they say is true about a man who has big feet? Yeah. You know exactly. All 5 have big feet. Delicious, delicious. Fucking delicious. One of the 5 soldier boys is yelling something right now. I cannot understand him too well. We don't have a microphone out there to pick up what he is screaming. But I'll try to read his lips from my vantage point. It looks to me like he is saying this, fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking dickheads. You have no right. You have no right to kill the five of us. Fuck you. We were only sucking each other's cocks. That's all we did. That's not illegal here in the state of California. Fuck you. Fuck you. Well, he's now stopped shouting. Oh, my, all five of the soldiers are being lifted up off the platform slowly, oh so slowly. Their big feet can no longer reach the floor of the platform. They all start kicking wildly. Oh, fuck. I love how it looks to see five highly masculine soldier boys who are fucked. The crotches are inviting, tempting me. Big bulges. So unbelievably exciting to watch these doomed men. They are fucked. One by one, they stop kicking. There, number five has now stopped kicking. Now they all just dangle down there lifelessly. Like unwanted rag dolls. But likely still not yet dead. They hang there motionless while their brains send the biological commands to their hearts, ordering the five hearts to stop beating. No need for hearts when you are totally fucked. When you are totally dead meat hanging in the hot desert air. I love how they look right now. Wow. All of them died at about the same time here on Rope Show. I know I certainly will want to go online and place my order for 5 3-inch pieces of the very ropes that hanged each of these soldier boys. Oh, yeah. I'm going now to the website to place my order.
Thanks once again to our sponsor, the Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada. If you would like to own a piece of the exact ropes that just hanged this group of military men here today on Rope Show, you are going to want to hear what I'm telling you here. Just go to the website, squeeze my fucking neck, and makemecomerealwild.com. Prices are very, very reasonable. You get 1 3-inch piece of the actual ropes used to hang each of the five fucked soldiers here today on Rope Show. The website address again is squeezemyfuckingneckandmakemecomerealwild.com. Place your order in a secure online environment that's soothing and secure like cooked rice cereal. The Itchy and Scratchy Hemp Rope Company of Silver Spur, Nevada, a family company promoting solid values since 1859.
Thanks once again. So we've had a very thrilling, oh, so fantastic time today on Rope Show. I know, oh yeah, we are the notorious Rope Show. We are coming to you from that big desert somewhere in the great southwestern states in California, in Nevada. I'll never tell you exactly. Fuck. Now come back often. Come often. You knew I would go there. Rope Show is for entertainment purposes only. Do not try this stuff at home. We are professionals. We know exactly what we are doing. Hanged hot men in front of a live audience and giving you the play-by-play of all the magnificent violence that you love so much. Shit, yeah. What a fucking amazing thing. It's the one and only Rope Show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was episode 4 of season 8 of the Taboo Truths and Tales podcast series coming to you from Las Vegas. The title of this episode was, Rope Show? Yeah, Rope Show. Be sure that you go ahead and tell people that you enjoyed Rope Show, share the enjoyment with others. Why not? Thanks so much for your loyalty and for listening today.